Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Oh, I just got some email there. Let's have a look and see what that is. Anything signed for me? No. Anyway, welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm on a rant and a rave. I am on a big rant and a big rave. And I have an awful lot to say. And I just think certain things are pretty rubbish. And I'll explain why in a second. Right, first thing that's irritated me was the fact that some students, bless their little souls, are going to receive certain rewards. Now you might think, Mr. Scrooge, bah humbug. But alas, no, there's more to it than this. What's happening is that in the school we have a reward system. The reward system means that you get a commendation, several commendations add up to an award, and you can choose for a particular award from the list of awards available to you. It could be a voucher at the lunch, could be an early lunch pass, or it could be something along those lines which you're able to receive some kind of notification for the good work you do and the commendations that are available to you. Great. If you're a student who has no referrals against your name or no negativity against your name on the referral list, then you're put into the good kids list, and the good kids list is then published and you receive a letter home at the end of term 1, go bowling at the end of term 2, and taken to Alton Towers at the end of term 3. Great. No problem. Happy. Love it. Think it's really good. Well, that would be fine and dandy, except I receive information that one form in year 7 are going bowling as a tutor treat, which is fine, except there are others in other year 7 obviously who aren't going. When I question this and ask as to why one form would be going and one form's not, suggesting that perhaps it's possibly unfair, the response I receive is, well, it's just tough. It's like the health service, you know, postcode lottery. Perhaps you get it, perhaps you don't. I find it totally unacceptable. I find it totally unbelievable that this would go on at a school like this. So that's one thing that wound me up. Then I receive an email saying that 10 West, bless them, this is a low bottom set of year 10, real problems around the school, behavioural problems, academic problems, and so on, cause me grief, cause other people grief. I've got students in there who have had various trouble across the year, are being taken out on a reward to go bowling on Friday, last Friday. On top of that, there's in the next class, 9 South, who are the bottom set in year 9, who have got students in there, two of which have been excluded this term, others who have been in serious trouble, one who's smacked a teacher in the face, I don't know why she's still in school anyway, they're getting taken out for a reward as well to the cinema. So, we've got bottom year 10 set going out. We've got bottom year 9 set going out as a reward. We've got the good kids getting a letter home. How is that fair? How does that work? And on top of all that, we've got a system anyway that allows us so that it shouldn't happen anyway. We've got a reward system. Why do we need to make up a new one? Or one on top of that? I went to the head, discussed the matter, and waited for a reply. Sure, surprisingly enough. So it's really wound me up. It's really wound me up about how the reward system works and why it works and why it doesn't work and what we should do about it. Because students need to be rewarded for the things that they do. The good kids need to be rewarded. But if a bad kid, and I do realise that there are some students who do need a reward scheme to help them, the lower end of the academic ladder. They do need it, and I appreciate that they do. And there are some kids that are naughty, who cause grief, who get into bother, who receive more commendations than a kid who's just quiet and gets on with the work. I do understand that. But it does wind me up that it's done in such a way that causes people to be unfair for other students that are good. We can't have a policy in school that suggests one thing and then do the opposite. It's bad leadership, it's bad organisation, and it's just simply unfair. And I don't agree with it at all. Now, my next point is quite simple. It's a rant and a rave, but it's simple. Student comes to school, you send your kid to school, and there's a duty of care for the teachers. If that's the case, why would you put an 11-year-old boy in a school, sit him down, and put on in front of him, end of term, a DVD which is a 12? Why would you do that? surely to goodness, surely to goodness, anybody with any responsibility for the students that they're teaching, any care, would say, no, hang on, it's the wrong thing we're playing, and put something else on. It's a 12 for a reason. It's not just made up, it's for a reason. And therefore, it shouldn't be done. And it happened in our school yesterday. In fact, I'm sure it happened again today. But I'm going to do something about it because I think it is wrong. Absolutely wrong. Well, you've heard my rants and my raving and all my moaning and complaining. If you've got anything to add, if you'd like to comment, if you'd like to disagree with me, please feel free to do so via the website or by email address jonsim29@gmail.com. Send it to me, let's discuss it, and then we'll see how everyone feels. Thank you for listening. I am happy. I do wish you all a Merry Christmas. Talk to you soon.